Here we go. 3, 4. Thank you.
It's a really fun tune, isn't it? Especially when you play it. Of course, they play it really, really fast. It's the kind of tune that, in some ways, really has to be played pretty fast. But it's so wild and wacky. So, Jimmy, I'll join you.
It's nice to slow it down, though. Now I can actually know what the notes are supposed to be.
What was that?
I said it's nice that you slowed it down for us, because now I actually know what the notes are supposed to be.
I
only hear it in sessions.
It wouldn't rock my boat anyway, that tune.
It wouldn't rock your boat?
No.
That's the Irish in you, Jimmy. You know?
Yeah, there's some songs I like and some tunes I like, you know?
Well, you know, we have this discussion all the time, right? So I have this discussion with some of my pupils. Not naming any names, but... So, you know, you are going to learn tunes that you don't actually like. Mm. So it doesn't mean you don't learn them, right? So, you know, if you want to play in sessions, you learn the tunes that are in sessions, and not every tune you're going to play in a session is a tune that you like. You know, I think the idea is to challenge yourself in times like that to think about what you could do with the actual tune itself, right? And how creative you can be with that melody to make it more interesting for you. All right. So on the flip side of that, and I don't want to get off on too much of a tangent here, but on the flip side of that, if I have a beginner, the worst thing in the world, I think, that anybody could do to a beginner is give them like Dawning of the Day or Three Blind Mice or something like that. I mean, you know, if you've never played an instrument, never played a tune, the degree of difficulty is going to be the same, whether you learn a real jig, hornpipe, or whatever. So a lot of my students, I give them really tough tunes, challenging tunes to learn. And, you know, like in a session, everything you do on that your instrument is a learning process, right? So you might as well jump in the deep end and go for it, you know. I mean, no offense to those melodies, Jimmy, but, you know.
Yeah, good enough.
Put me to sleep, that stuff, you know. Anyway, all right. How are we doing for time here?
Yeah.
We got a lot of time left. Let me see.
How about Miss Monaghan?
Love it. Well, we just did, didn't we just? Oh no, we did jigs. Oh yeah, so let's do Miss Monaghan's then.
How are you, Carol?
Hello, Dave.
We did it already.
We already did it.
Yeah, we did it already. You snooze, you lose. What can I tell you?
I was late.
We won't hold it against you. I can't even see who. Now let me see. Now I've got to see who was late. Who was it?
This is Carmel. I was a little late getting here.
Where are you, Carlo? I can't see you. There's so many people on the screen.
Carmel. Miss Monaghan swinging on the gate in Old High Reel was the very first one that
very first
John
one
did.
And yeah. I was late. Yes. I was late. Oh, I'll get you next time.
We won't hold it against you.
All right. Do you have more polkas for us?
Let me see. Tim Maloney's? You want to do that set? Drowsy Maggie and the Heathery Breeze. So you know, we used to play that a lot in the 70s, and I'm not so sure it's a huge session tune here, but I absolutely love it. And then Drowsy.